for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. My name is Clint. Our repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This being an informal net, all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. I will now break for any emergency traffic. Hearing no emergency traffic, all mobiles wishing to check in, come now, please. I will now receive calls from other members and guests. Please call KA2VLA.
N2YQ.
KD2AIT. Good evening, Clint.
There's a couple. N2OIQ, KD2AIT, Jeff, will go to the top of the list, N2OIQ.
Yeah, this is N2OIQ, Green with Clint and Jeff, anybody else might be listening. This is N2OIQ here from Bloomfield, and it's getting me a real cold night out there. Right now we got eight degrees, and it had a high today. I'm not even sure how high it was. It was in the 20s. But anyways, we got 18 that signed up for our dinner next Friday evening at the Boondocks for the Boonville Amateur Club. Most of them are club members, but we got some outsiders that decided to come, a few, and so that's going to make it's going to make a really nice evening. So 18 for dinner. So it wasn't a bad day. A lot of sun today. That was on the chilly side, but anyways, plus, I guess plus it's supposed to get cold tonight, and it's supposed to be a cool tomorrow, I guess, and anyways, but time will tell, and we can talk about tomorrow night. So that's it from here. Clint, have a good evening. Talk to you later, you and Betty. So we're clear, N2YQ.
Good report. Guess everything is all set for the party. We weren't sure if my wife and I was going to make it, but I guess now we got everything, all the plans made, we got to write up, so we should be there. Now, Jeff, got any report on hunting? Or are you working? Got a work report.
Good evening, it's KD2AIT. No, we're up here at camp. We didn't get up here till about 3 o'clock or so, and we see that Mark and Joni were in. They were in when I came in anyway. I didn't see either one of them, but I seen the truck, and I can see where somebody walked out to your camp there, so I'm assuming that was Joni and the dog. And but I didn't see any of them. I got in here, and I had to get a bunch of stuff loaded in here and get the camp opened up and everything, and I did take a brief walk up there, but boy, there was just a shot out there. Huh. That's weird. Well, that's kind of late to hear a shot out there, but I just heard one. I got up here and got the place opened up, and I get ready to hunt in the morning. And great, that shot wasn't that far away. Sounded like it was just on the other side of the river. Anyway, depends on how cold it is, but my plan is to get up about 5 o'clock here and get out of the camp here about 6:30 or so and get up there on my blind, and then I'm going to sit as long as I can take it. But if it's going to be 10 below, that might not be easy. So we're just going to play that by ear. Boy, I wonder who's out there shooting this late at night. Maybe they're out there coy dog hunting or something. But yeah, not much else to report. It's kind of quiet, but there's tracks all over the place up here. I don't know if you talked to Mark or not, but There are tracks everywhere. I probably crossed a dozen of them when my little walk up the road. And so that's a good sign. And we have no moon tonight, and it's very cold. So maybe that'll get them moving tomorrow during the day. I got some high hopes. So I'm looking forward to getting out there tomorrow. And we'll turn it back over to you, Clint. Oh, and I'm not sure if I'm going to make this dinner or not. I forgot that the 6th is the last weekend of hunting season, so I guess it's going to depend on how well I do tomorrow or Sunday to see if I'm going to be at the party there next Saturday. Because if I don't get one this weekend, I'm going to be up here next weekend, that's for sure. All right, so we'll turn it back to you, KA2VLA. This is KD2AIT.
Good report, yeah. Well, my thermometer says right now it's zero, right on the circle. It's a cold night to sit there, carry a rifle. By the way, those shots, maybe somebody's lost. If you hear three shots fired in succession, could be somebody lost. I don't know what else they'd be doing up there across the river. Of course, there's a mile away, there's several camps. They could be doing anything. Well, good luck. Hope you got your wool underwear. You're going to need it. This is KA2VLA net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for check-ins.
KA2VLA net.
Just made it, Jack. KA2ZNZ. Come in, give us a report. You were pretty noisy.
Yeah, I'm being wiped out by the Rochester repeater here constantly tonight. But, as they say, it was not a bad day. It was cold, but we had a lot of sunshine tonight. And right now we're down to 15 degrees. Jeff was saying, I guess it's going to go down there at night quite a bit. So, anyways, I hope everybody had a nice Thanksgiving yesterday and enjoyed the day today and enjoy the weekend. KA2VLA, back to you, Clint.
Good report, Jack. Yes, we had a dandy Thanksgiving day. We had the family gathering together and made it a day of it. And we ate too much. But that's part of the Thanksgiving. So we'll say 73 for coming in tonight. We'll open the net again for check-ins. This is KA2VLA net control, looking for check-ins. This is KA2VLA net control, looking for check-ins. Anyone have any comments or queries at this time?
KD2AIT, the comment.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, I forgot to mention the temperature up here. It's 7 degrees. Not quite as cold as you got there, but it's cold. Everything out there feels like it's shivering. You hear all the trees popping out there, and yeah, I only heard one shot, and that's so weird. I've never heard one hear it this late at night anyway, so I don't know. I'll keep my ears open on that. But hopefully it'll warm up before morning. I guess we'll have to wait and see. Back to you, KD2AIT.
Did you get to talk to Mark or Joni?
Negative. I when I drove in, I saw his truck there, and I saw Jody's tracks there going down to your camp, but I didn't see him. I just drove into camp there and got everything unloaded.
haven't seen them this afternoon. I didn't know that they were going in on him. And they must decide on the spur of the moment. This is KA2 VLA net control. Ready to close the Black River Valley service net and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank the three who checked in tonight and 73 to those who are listening in. This is KA2 VLA and I will be clear.
When I had it put up, what they did was to put in free zone radiant heat, so I'm nice and toasty.
Oh, I see. You're a cheater, then.
Yeah, kind of. I've got a wood stove here, but unfortunately, last winter, something climbed up into the stove pipe, and I haven't had a chance to have it cleared out of there, so I can't really use the wood stove until I get that the stove pipe cleared out. But, yeah, other than that, I just got a delivery of propane from Helmer's up in Old Forge, and I'm good to go.
I trust your trip down there to Brooklyn there, I think it was last weekend, I trust that went okay?
Yeah, it actually went without a hitch. I got down there a little bit too late to get to the house first, so I had to go right out to the church for the memorial service, so I showed up in denim. I apologize for my appearance to everybody. I guess they were just happy that I was there. I had driven 6 hours to get down there, so... And yeah, everything worked out okay. I made it back in, up on Sunday morning. I blew in, so everything went pretty well. How's it been out in the woods there the last couple of days?
Well, I haven't, I had to work all week. I just got up here today. Oh, I didn't have to work all week. I had the holiday there on Thursday. But I just got up here later today. I had some errands to run, out in the western part of the area, and I just got up here later today. I haven't really done any hunting, although I did go out looking for coyotes here tonight with the headgear on, you know, so I could shine around through the woods and see if I could see any coyotes, but no luck. I see the tracks all over the place, but they're too smart for me. They're hard to track down.
Yeah, affirmative. I had one walk up to within about 20 feet of me. Well, this was before I had anything on the property. I didn't even have the trailer on the property. And I had one of those little fold-up porta cans with the little bag on it. And I was sitting on the thing with my drawers around my ankles. And one of them walked up to within about 25 feet of me before he realized I was there.
Oh, it was fortunate that you were prepared then, huh?
Yeah, I tell you, my mind started racing. My gun was back in the tent with the dog. I had no idea what I was going to do. So I began thinking, let's see, what would this critter have done in his little coyote hood to be afraid? And I thought, maybe he ran across a bobcat at some time. So I hissed at him, and he took 4 steps. Straight back. He never took his eyes off me, but took 4 steps straight back. So I figured, well, hey, got him 4 steps further away from me, so I hissed at him again. And with that, he swapped ends, and he was out of there.
Yeah, they don't usually, they're not usually out there looking for a fight. They're looking for something easy, and probably saw you sitting down out there. He said, well, maybe he's falling asleep or something. I had one come up behind me in the woods there. I was walking out to my hunting spot a couple years ago, and it was dark. I was trying to get out there early, and I mean, it was pitch black. You couldn't see, and I had a little pen flashlight in front of me just following the trail, and one came up behind me howling away, and boy, that was a lonely feeling. I can tell you that, because I was in the middle of nowhere, and but once I said something, you know, I said something to him like, you better not, and next thing you know, he was quiet and gone. That was it. He just didn't, I just don't think he knew what I was, you know, just walking through the woods there like that. But yeah, they're spooky, but whenever you're out there looking for them, you can't find them, but you happen to see them when you're not expecting them.
Yeah, fun. That might have been the shot you heard.
I don't know, but I heard it again here, about 5 minutes ago. I heard another shot out there, so I don't know. It's not close to camp as it was before, but I heard another shot out there, so... A lot of times some guys in that camp on the other side of the river over there, a lot of times they, they're out there having fun or whatever. I just got to assume that's what it is, but I've never heard of this late at night.
There's a whole lot safer ways of having fun than popping rounds.
Yeah, that's true. But, well, I'll keep listening for it. You never know, it could be somebody wandering around out there. All I know is when I was out there tonight, I just walked up the camp road. I didn't go out there in the woods or nothing. It was too dark. I said, I just wanted to see if I could, because I saw a bunch of coyote tracks here right by the camp. I said, I'm going to go take a stroll out there, because you're allowed to hunt them at night with flashlights and bait and whatever you want. I mean, anything short of, you know, nuclear weapons, you can hunt them with. And I said, I'm going to go out there and poke around a little bit. Then it got cold. It got really cold. I didn't dress for it to be that cold out there. I have everything here for that, but I wasn't expecting to get that cold that quick, so I headed back to camp.
Yeah, yeah. They have real good insulating capabilities with their fur. I remember when I was in the Air Force, the parkas that we used to have had a fur lining. At that point, it was real fur before all of the political incorrectness came around, or political correctness came around. Now it's made out of, they call it faux fur. And I guess what it is, you know, like the same stuff, energy-intensive oil-gobbling fur that they, or foamy fur that they put on women's clothing. And it doesn't do the same job of collecting the snow and keeping it away from your face that the wolf fur did. Or after the wolf fur, when they became endangered, they started going over to coyote fur, and then they went over to the phony stuff. So, but it's nice and warm, so if you can get a couple of them, you can make yourself a nice coat.
I'd just be happy to get rid of a few of them so they don't chase the deer around here as much. But I guess from what I understand, you can, I don't remember what it was, I remember checking at it last year, the furriers there, they'll take them for like $30 a pelt or something. I don't know, I've never done that before as far as hunting for pelts before, but they'll take them, they're worth money. And, but I mean, most people that I know just shoot them to get rid of them, because they're all over the place. They're just, and you know, the state kind of looks at it the same way. There's no bag limit on them, and they pretty much let you hunt them any way you want. And I don't know, I think sometime this winter when I get up here, I might take a little more seriously when there's a lot less, you know, I don't want to get out there spooking around and just hunting for coyotes when there's bucks to be had. But I like to get up here this winter and with snowshoes and get up in the blind some night and just sit up there with one of the boys and hunt coyotes on. I think that'd be a fun experience.
I don't think there's any season on them either, is there?
Yeah, there is a season up here anyway. It's October 1st to, I believe they said it was February 26th. I might be wrong on that final date. I'm just trying to remember because I double-checked it before I came up because I was thinking about that, you know, to come up here and poke around at night for them for a little bit. And so I just double-checked. Yeah, there is a season, and it's a pretty wide season.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Well, good luck to you out there. And you're a better man than I, Gundabin.
Well, I wouldn't say that yet. I haven't gotten up in the morning yet. Well, we'll see. I got the alarm set. I'm going to get up at 5, and I'm going to get dressed as warm as I can. I'm going to sit up. I'm going to go right from here to the stand, or to the blind, and I'm going to sit there and for as long as I can take it. You know, I got plenty of warm clothes, but, you know, when you're just sitting there, it doesn't matter how many warm clothes you got. The less you move, the colder you get, and so I'm going to sit there for as long as I can take it until I can't take it anymore. Then I'm going to go walk and you know, poke around and see what I can flush out. But well, we'll see what happens. There's a lot of sign up here compared to last week and the week before. Just compared to last weekend, I remember seeing 3 or 4 tracks crossing the camp road the whole weekend, and I counted about a dozen tonight coming in. So it's definitely picked up.
Yeah, I had driven in Sunday morning and saw 2 big deer tracks run right across my driveway. And I got out of the car before I pulled the car in to take a look at them. One came out of the woods, but the second one, and I'm still scratching my head over this one, looked like it began in undisturbed snow and walked off from there. There was no sign of where it came from, had no idea it wasn't laying down, it wasn't sleeping before it snowed or anything like that. It was just beginning of the tracks, and then they walked off from there. And I could see which way they walked because of the disturbance in the new snow. But